The SuperCorp Audio Initiative presents Running into Fire, written by Luther Warrior Princess and read for you by Wilfriede 0815. Summary. When Lena won't stop running into danger, Kara makes a hard decision. Running into Fire, written by Luther Warrior Princess and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Supergirl. Relationship, Kara Danvers / Lena Luthor. Rating, general audiences. No archive warnings apply.
What the hell were you thinking?
Kara admonished. It was one of those rare moments she swore, and it added a sharp punch to her angry question. Lena sat still, her arms crossed over her chest, anger flashing in her eyes too. She wasn't accustomed to being yelled at like a schoolchild, and normally she wouldn't have put up with it. But her injured leg wouldn't allow her to walk away. No, normally she would never allow anyone to talk to her like that, hurt leg or not, but then again, this was Kara. She looked away, holding back her cutting remarks.
I told you to stay here. It is not safe for you to be out there. You are needed here. Besides, you don't have any powers to protect you, and gadgets aren't enough this time. You need to follow orders.
It seemed like Kara had been building up to saying these things for a while, and it all came pouring out of her at once in her commanding Supergirl voice. The hypocrisy Kara was spouting about how it wasn't safe for Lena when in reality it wasn't safe for her either, given the presence of kryptonite, was overwhelmingly infuriating. Lena's head whipped back to meet Kara's equally steely eyes. A poisonous smile adorned her red lips, and a snarky chuckle escaped her. She snarled a resounding, "No."
"Excuse me?"
Kara asked incredulously. Lena's face was set with determination. She could be so stubborn sometimes. Kara knew this well. Leaning forward in her chair slightly, holding back a wince at the pain in her leg this movement caused, she stared at Kara and said,
"I will never stop trying to help people who need me."
The sheer conviction and resolve in her voice caused the air between them to crackle with dramatic tension. As if she thought she'd made the final winning argument, Lena sat back in her chair and crossed her arms over her chest once more, still looking at Kara for her reaction. The super knew what she said was true. She knew Lena better than anyone else ever had. This only seemed to infuriate Kara more. She paused for a second like she was thinking hard. Then, as though she was forced to say words she never wanted to, she spoke.
"Then you're off the team, Lena."
The finality in her tone faltered only slightly by the pain of her own words. This was unacceptable. Lena couldn't take it anymore. Her anger was palpable now. She stood up despite her injured leg. Using the table as a crutch, she got right in Kara's face. Rage contorted her usually soft features as she struck Kara in the chest with a manicured finger and practically yelled,
"If you don't want me to follow you into fire, then don't run into fire."
There was something more underneath these angry words that Kara missed, too focused on their argument to dig deeper. The pokes of the human's fingers were nothing more than a light tapping sensation against her steely Kryptonian chest, but the gesture was not missed by Kara. Aggravation flashed across her face again, and then she broke. Her abnormal fury gave way to a tortured expression of grief. There was a great sadness in her eyes Lena had never seen before. She remembered Kara telling her about her escape from her dying planet, her arrival to the strange new one, and the profound depression she'd felt, having lost everyone and everything she had ever loved. Kara's next words came out in short, croaky clips, between small gasping breaths.
I can't lose you too, Lena.
Tears streamed down her face, and she looked away, ashamed of her weakness. There was something more unsaid, hidden behind those words, just as there had been with Lena's previous outburst. Lena felt it too. She always had. It just never made its way out into the open. The finger still pressed into her chest now curled under her chin, and pulled Kara's focus back to the woman in front of her. Any indignation or outrage Lena had felt was gone. Her eyes and the hard lines of her face grew soft. She read the painful scene playing out again and again in Kara's eyes, as if she could see into her memory. Only this time, the terrifying hypothetical image of losing Lena was there too. Her voice was softer now too, and Kara heard the earnestness in her tone. Where you go, I go. The blonde saw the shorter woman's lips moving and heard the words they said, but she couldn't quite understand. Her mind worked overtime to try and comprehend what she'd just heard, to read between the lines, to discern the meaning behind her words. Then the puzzle pieces fell into place. Without any further hesitation, Kara brought her lips to Lena's, pulled in as if by magic. She hummed into the kiss, not realizing how badly and for how long she'd wanted to do this. Trying to bring their bodies closer, Lena's lips broke from Kara's as a sharp hiss of pain escaped them. The blissful embrace seemed to have wiped her injury from her mind. She had tried moving unencumbered before remembering she couldn't. Reacting on instinct, Kara tightened her arms around her waist and began to hover mere inches off the ground. Still not a fan of flying, Lena's arms quickly wrapped around Kara's shoulders in a fleeting panic. Relief flooded her worried and pained expression as all the weight and pressure was lifted from her injury. Their argument forgotten for the moment, she rested her forehead against Kara's. There she stayed, enveloped in Kara's strong embrace, breathing in the peace and love that radiated between them. The end.